Hasn't been long since the bushfire crisis, and the task continues to rebuild electricity networks. The peak body for Australia's power distribution company says now's the time to decide which communities should be reconnected and which would be better off with standalone systems operating off the grid. This week, Australian software billionaire Mike Cannon-Brookes announced a plan to get solar panels and batteries into bushfire-hit communities. And it's drawn attention to the potential for standalone systems to overcome some of the problems posed by natural disasters. David Sparks reports.
When fires raged in southeastern Australia, Mallua Bay on the south coast of New South Wales was cut off from the grid for 3 weeks. Matthew Burgess runs the local supermarket.
Every valley rang with the sound of a little generator running, starting up every morning and, you know, running all day, and then we'd all turn them off at night time and go to bed.
He says he had a backup generator and was able to keep running the business. But all around him, he saw the damage caused when a community goes without power.
To give you an idea, the butcher shop next door had nothing, and he lost $40,000 worth of meat twice in that three-week period because the power went out. He had to throw everything away. Power came back on a few weeks later. On the 24th, it went out again for 2 days, so he had to throw away another $40,000 worth of stock.
Some isolated communities in New South Wales and eastern Victoria are still relying on diesel generators. They only put out limited power, are expensive to run, and most have to be refuelled every day. It's why businessman Mike Cannon-Brookes is backing a project sending standalone solar and battery systems into those areas.
If you look at the first unit we rolled out in Cobargo, it was costing the RFS one of their four trucks for 5 hours a day to refuel a generator with diesel.
5,000 power poles were destroyed by the fires in New South Wales and Victoria. Andrew Dillon is Chief Executive Officer of Energy Networks Australia, representing the companies that distribute our electricity. He says replacing the old infrastructure might be more expensive than installing permanent standalone systems.
What we've seen in the last few years, particularly in the last 2 or 3 years on the batteries front, is those costs come down significantly and the technology getting better and smarter all the time. And what we now need to start thinking seriously about is, do we put back in the poles and wires to supply these customers, or does it make more sense to be putting in some of these cases, solar and batteries and potentially a small diesel backup generator to get through winter.
The other problem with rebuilding the poles and wires network is that it could just burn down again in the next bushfire. And electricity wires do sometimes cause fires to start. Andrew Dillon says the strategy of taking rural customers off the grid has been trialled in Western Australia. Apart from the cost benefits, those trials gave customers a more reliable supply of electricity.
The technology in batteries has advanced significantly, and there is no reason why they can't be deployed safely and reliably in these situations.
Other experts agree. Associate Professor Tanya Une from Murdoch University is an expert in sustainable energy policy in developing countries. She says Australia lags behind poorer countries in taking advantage of standalone solar energy for rural communities.
Government is still spending a lot of money for connecting these houses through a grid line. And once it's destroyed, it again a lot of expense. So some economists need to work on this to find out what is the borderline, that how much the government can help for these houses.
Tanya Urni from Murdoch University, that report by David Sparks.